morning. There's no way that this was an easy decision to make, but it was the right one. And how many conversations have we had that start that way? Another cancellation, as you heard about in the news, the St. Clair River Classic offshore powerboat race in July will not happen this year. Joining us right now from Blue Water Offshore Racing, the race control manager, Bob Currier. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Hey, you know, it was a lot warmer the last time we had a chat about this race.
Yeah.
Like about 40 degrees, I think.
I think so, yeah. We were in St. Clair. It was on race weekend, and it was a beautiful sunny morning. We had this kind of sun. We just didn't have this kind of temperature. When did you know that this was not going to happen this year?
So our board of directors made the decision late last week. We had been meeting by conference call for the last month, every 10 days or so, looking at information from many different sources. Obviously, we made our decision based upon guidance from Michigan's Department of Health and Human Services, Dr. Khaldun Shop, and based on that and guidelines from the CDC. And that was about the time that Michigan's Safe Start Plan was issued with the six different phases. And we realized that large-scale outdoor events could be a real question and a real issue, and we felt the right thing to do for the safety of the community, the fans, the teams, the officials, was to pause the race for a year, postpone it, if you will, until next year, and come back much stronger and be able to put on a type of event and show that we have been doing and that the fans deserve.
Last year's race actually was huge because two organizations kind of came together, and it really helped to widen the field of participants, didn't it?
It did, Paul. Last year was the first year of the APBA National Offshore Championship Series, which is a partnership of OPA Racing, and that's the sanctioning group that has been with us in St. Clair for 16 years and brought a lot of great people to town, and Powerboat P1 Offshore, which brings some of the larger boats and some of the foreign teams to the table. And last year actually was the second largest boat count that we had in the 25-year history of the event. So we'll take a pause in year 26, and the 27th annual running will be as strong, if not stronger, than last year's event.
I bet it will be. Are there any powerboat races going on anywhere this year, or have they all been canceled?
So many of them have been postponed, canceled, or rescheduled. In the APBA series that St. Clair is part of, there are six sites. The first race in that series was to take place this coming weekend in Cocoa Beach, Florida. And they have rescheduled that race to the last weekend in August. Lake of the Ozarks was the second race in the series. And the folks in Lotto have postponed their race. They're trying to come up with an alternate date in the fall to see if they can still race. Sarasota, Florida was scheduled for mid-June. They have made the same decision with their community leadership and the nonprofit organization that they support to postpone until next year. St. Clair was the fourth race in this series. Michigan City was scheduled a week behind us in August, the first weekend of August, and they have postponed their event until next year. So at this time, out of the six race sites, Cocoa Beach has been moved to the end of August, and the last race in this series is in Fort Myers Beach, the second weekend of October. Those are still on the calendar, and there are other races, smaller regional races, that are still on the calendar, and they're going to try and have their event. We'll see how that plays out.
Yeah, we will indeed. I know this is tough because so many of these teams love coming to St. Clair for this event, don't they?
They do. And, you know, that's what made part of it difficult. I actually got a phone call from Scott Colton, who is the managing partner of the Miss Geico team, yesterday afternoon after the media release went out. And Scott shared with me that the entire Geico organization felt our pain in making the decision and knew what the impact would be to the community and whatnot. But he also indicated that they supported the decision, and they were seeing that decision made across the racing community this year. And he wasn't sure that some of the larger teams were going to be able to make it. A number of the crew for the larger boats, such as Miss Geico, are from overseas. And with international travel shut down right now, we really don't know if those teams are going to be able to make it over to the States to race this year.
Mm. What a tough year for so many events. I know this is one that it just takes a ton of coordination of efforts and organization. And I know that you had been planning this already for months, and to kind of have to put everything in suspend mode until next year, that's not an easy decision to make, but ultimately the right one, isn't it?
It is, Paul. And, you know, we've had conversations with a number of community leaders. I actually have the opportunity to have conversations with Dr. Annette Mercantant, who is our county's public health official, and gained a fair amount of insight from Dr. M and shared it with our board to make the decision. So, you know, it was made based upon the science, the fact, what the medical community feels the summer is going to look like or needs to look like to make sure that we do as we've been asked to do and continue to keep the curve flat. So
that's all we can do. And
but, you know, Paul, we've been doing this for a number of years, and we'll take a breath here, take a look, and we'll start planning. We got a few extra months now to plan for the next race.
There's the half glass full way to look at it, Bob. Absolutely. You get a jump start on 2021. It'll be bigger and better than ever. Bob, I appreciate you joining us this morning. I wish it was a little bit warmer. I wish we were on the boardwalk in St. Clair maybe next year, or certainly some point between now and then. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome, Paul. And if you do your Fridays along the coastline this summer and you get to St. Clair, let me know. I'll come down and have a cup of coffee with you, and we can chat on the air.
I think that'd be fun. We'll see if they let me out of quarantine. If I get to bust out, we'll definitely do that, Bob. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right, Paul. Take care.